from KQED.
When the game show Jeopardy gave buzz bands its own category recently, some hipsters wondered if their favorite indie music had gone mainstream. In the end, all that attention is great, but expectations can be hard to live up to. But that hasn't hindered the L.A. band No Age. In fact, the California Report's pop music critic Steve Hockman says their just-released fourth album, titled An Object, finally lives up to the hype.
On a recent warm evening, in the courtyard of Westwood's Hammer Museum, the L.A. duo No Age evoked, well, another age, previewing its new album, An Object, for a small crowd. With thrashy chords, stun gun beats, and lyrics of defiance, dissatisfaction, and disaffection, the song No Ground opens the album with echoes of the city's 70s punk pioneers Black Flag and the Circle Jerks. At the Hammer, those echoes reverberated around the courtyard walls, matched by a small but earnest group of young fans bouncing off each other in a nascent mosh pit. But there was no real anger in the music, nor in the cheerfully high-spirited manner of drummer, singer, and occasional bassist Dean Spunt, and guitarist Randy Randall. Nor in the moshing. And as the song ended, tall, lean Randall good-naturedly admonished the fans to make sure not to trample the succulents lining the small stage. No Age? This is punk for the nice age. To be fair, No Age isn't a punk act at all. It's an art band which uses some of the aesthetics of punk as just one of its tools, predominantly alongside sheets of manipulated noise in a high-tech, lo-fi soundscape. For all that, on past much-praised albums, it seemed a limited approach, stuck in a sonic grayscale. On An Object, though, new colors emerge, often with a heightened sense of melody and song structure. The basic No Age MO is intact. Many of the songs start with a sort of sonic miasma, a primordial stew from which musical life grows or explodes. And then anything can happen as shifting, pulsating, impressionistic masses of sound vie for dominance with the stark rock. Often, in New York terms, it mixes sonic youth sound washes with a Ramones rush. Stripped down, as on An Impression, it calls to mind Brian Eno's ambient minimalism. And on the art side, Command Stimmung nods to German avant-gardist Karlheinz Stockhausen and his 1960s landmark semi-improvisational vocal tapestry, Stimmung, the term meaning mood or atmosphere. Ironically, perhaps, the No Age song is the album's least atmospheric and most straight-ahead rocker, and very effectively so. Now, is this a transformative artistic breakthrough along the lines of, oh, U2's The Joshua Tree? Probably not. But the way Spunt and Randall have matched an uncompromising, challenging artistic vision with an uncontrived desire to reach out, to entertain even, is notable. And each side of the equation enhances the other. With the song, I Won't Be Your Generator, for example, the words bespeak a disinterest in playing games. But the music is forcefully, happily inviting. It's a perfect anthem as No Age, perhaps, moves into an exciting new age.
Steve Hockman is a Los Angeles-based writer who covers pop music for the California Report. He reviewed An Object by No Age. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. Our engineer is Howard Gelman, with additional engineering from Rob Spate and Danny Bringer. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, Chad McClymans, and David Marks. Our interns are Carly Naren and Rachel Marcus. Andrea Kissick was a contributing editor. The editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Susie Rocho, Polly Stryker, Kat Snow, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.